office. The new permanent staffing plan in Havana will leave roughly 24 people at the U.S. Embassy, which will operate as an unaccompanied post, meaning no spouses or children will be allowed to accompany diplomats. Mike Rossia, Washington.
On this date in 1923, Time magazine made its debut, and on March 3rd, 1931, the Star Spangled Banner became the national anthem as President Herbert Hoover signed a congressional resolution. More at townhall.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is good to be a certified alpha male. It is good to enjoy the alpha male lifestyle that includes cigars, spirits, delicacies, grilling, dames, sports, travel. We do not apologize for working hard and for playing hard. And for the next 2 hours, we welcome you to join us in the world of alpha male pleasure maneuvers. We will discuss some topics that are a little serious. We will discuss some topics that are not so serious. But no matter where you are, it is mandatory that you have your cigar at hand ready for litation. You have your favorite libation, have a favorite delicacy. If you have your harem, have them there servicing you as well, because a good alpha male always knows how to multitask. We can do more than one thing at a time, no question about it, especially when it involves our harem. But get ready to enjoy. That is the most important thing. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. Front and center, command center alpha in the Cigar City. As always, make sure you follow me on social media 24/7, 365. Just go to CigarDave.com. On the upper right-hand corner, you will see the various social media icons for Twitter, for Facebook, for Instagram, for YouTube, and make sure that you follow us. And I have done a better job of posting both to Twitter as well as Facebook and Instagram as well at the same time. Because I know a number of you have said, General, I'm only on Facebook, I'm only on Twitter, and I prefer Twitter. I just like the immediacy of it. But we're going to do everything so this way you can follow along 24/7, 365. And I do not waste your time. I don't, just tweet something for the sake of tweeting or for posting a social media message. Don't waste your time. You're a busy alpha. I'm a busy alpha. We don't have time for the nonsense. I always get a kick out of politicians that are incredibly hypocritical. I get a kick out of these politicians that stand on their high horse and say, I am holier than thou. I am a man of religion. I am holy. I'm a family man. I believe in family values. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Most of them are full of bull. Classic case in point. This comes to us from Utah. A Utah legislator, former GOP Representative John Stannard, who is one of those conservative politicians, 43 years of age, elected to the Utah House of Representatives in 2012, three children with his wife. Now, I don't know how many wives. He's from Utah. He could have nine wives for all I know. Who the hell knows? But last year, Mr. Strong Conservative Family Values, pro-life, traditional marriage, the whole shebang. Last year, he voted in favor of stricter laws on prostitution, including raising the penalty for soliciting sex to $2,500. Would you care to guess where this story is going to go, Alphas? Want an idea? Want a hint? I don't think you need it. Now, on his website, before I think it was taken down, this politician said, and I quote, "I'm a strong advocate for conservative family values. I am pro-life as well as for traditional marriage." Well, in Utah, traditional marriage is like 10, 12, 14 wives. But nonetheless, this is a classic. Of course, Mr. Pious, Mr. Holier Than Thou, I'm going to raise the penalty for soliciting sex from prostitutes, as Borat would say, from Kazakhstan prostitutes. Well, guess where this is going? Former Representative John Stannard has come out. Allegations. He used taxpayer money to pay for hotel rooms to pay hookers for sexual pleasure maneuvers. Twice at the Fairfield Inn in Salt Lake City. Paid a hooker $250 for sex twice at the Fairfield Exchange. In one exchange, the hooker asked the legislator, this GOP Representative John Stannard, if she should bring any accessories or toys, perhaps a corset. Taylor claimed the hooker, he paid her $250 for each of the one-hour sessions in June and August of last summer, during which she performed oral sexual maneuvers on him, and they had horizontal pleasure maneuvers. Needless to say, he resigned. How many times have we seen this? Now, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, just make prostitution legal. I mean, let's face it. If you are married, you're going out with a woman, it costs you. I always tell people, say, oh, no, I've never paid for sex. And I said, trust me, if you're married, you're dating someone, you're paying for it. I don't care if it's in a meal, if it's in a ring, if it's clothes, if it's, trust me, you are paying for it. That's a load of nonsense. The only difference is, like when you think about it, having a girlfriend, a harem, a wife, to a degree, is there's no difference between prostitution, not in the act and so on, but the fact of the matter is in what it costs you. I love Charlie Sheen. This is a classic. When Charlie Sheen was on the stand, he was accused of soliciting for prostitutes, amongst many of his other wild endeavors. And so when the district attorney said to him, the prosecutor said, well, isn't it true, sir, that you have paid for sex on multiple occasions? He said, no. And the prosecutor said, well, yes, we have the facts that you have paid for. He said, no, I've never paid for sex. I pay for him to leave. Think about that for a second. What a magnificent point. Not paying for sex. You're paying for them to leave. No hassles, no noosing, no strangulation, no fetching afterward. No, as Andrew Dice Clay would say, oh, can we cuddle? No, I'm done with you. Go home. Classic. But whenever I see these politicians that stand up, they're holier than thou, whether it's this guy with hookers or Al Gore, we need to save the environment. The world, the globe, the climate has the flu. It's got pneumonia. We have to cut back on carbon emissions. And what does he do? He crisscrosses the country in a private plane, which I have no problem with. He lives in a house that's, what, 16,000 square feet and uses about 100 times more than the average American household will in energy per year. Yet he's got the unmitigated gall to say, well, I buy carbon offsets, so therefore I am carbon neutral and I'm friendly to the planet. Baloney. It's always do as I say, not as I do. And people are sick of it. And that's one of the reasons why President Donald Trump resonates with the American people. I think that's one of the reasons why I resonate with you, my fellow alphas, because you tell it straight. You tell it honestly. You don't sugarcoat it. You don't sit there and pretend to be somebody you're not. Donald Trump says, look, this is what I believe in. Boom, boom, boom. If you like it, great. If you don't, you don't. But what a breath of fresh air considering all these phony politicians that'll tell you whatever you want to hear based upon what audience. You know, I look at Joe Manchin, who's running for re-election in West Virginia. He's got a tough re-election. Trump country. Trump trounced Clinton. And that used to be a heavily Democrat state. Now it's Trump country. Joe Manchin, Democrat, who loves to say, oh, I'm a moderate Democrat. Well, his record doesn't necessarily show that. I've seen TV reports and press clippings where he will go to two different groups on the opposite end of the spectrum and give two different statements, both completely opposite from the other one. And yet he loves to say, well, no, I'm a moderate. I play it right down the middle. The only thing that happens if you play it down the middle is one of the Dan Ratherisms I remember hearing on election night. The only thing happens when you travel down the street is straight down the street, you see double yellow lines. That's it. You can't play it down the... Oh, he says, you see double yellow lines and dead possums. That's it. You can't play it down the middle. Take a position. I don't have a problem if people are liberal or... Well, yes, I do. But I don't have a problem if they believe their convictions and say, look, this is what I believe, and I'm honest about it. I don't have a problem with that. It's when people that are wishy-washy and phony and holier-than-thou when they can't back it up. That's why you'll never hear me say, oh, I am a saint. Trust me. Furthest thing from a saint. Love my dames. People say, oh, general. General, with your harem, you must be a womanizer. Yes, but I treat women great. Love dames. Love the female form. I don't apologize for that. I don't come off and say, oh, no, I am straight-laced. I'm a Buddhist monk. No such thing. No way, shape, or form. You'll never hear that from me. So whenever I hear these politicians go off and say, oh, I'm a family man. Oh, I'm holier than thou. Oh, we all must drive Priuses. We must all go to electric cars. We must stop traveling this way and save the planet. And yet their actions are contrary to their statements. That's what I have a problem with. All right, when we come back, we do have some good news when it comes to those of you that would like to purchase cigars. If you are above, or if you are at 18, but below 21, in four states in this country, we have seen a movement to raise the age in which you can legally purchase cigars. Yet at the same time, when we come back, I'll tell you about a story. There's a Bloomberg columnist that says we ought to lower the voting age. I love it. At one hand, they say we need to raise the age for people that can buy guns from 18 to 21. We've raised the age of drinking from 18 to 21. Let's raise the age from 18 to 21 where people can buy cigars because they're not smart enough to make their own decisions on purchasing consumer products. Yet, all of a sudden now they're smart enough to vote less than 18? Again, talk about hypocrisy. We'll talk about it as we continue. I am the General, the Global Five-Star, the Global Alpha Male. We welcome you to the only show on the planet that celebrates the alpha male lifestyle and being a 100% USDA alpha male.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with a Cigar Dave mobile app.
Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Well, the voice you just heard is Voice Talent Ed. Want to extend a very happy birthday to Voice Talent Ed this coming Wednesday. One of the key members of our Cigar Dave crew. You have seen him live at our Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, no matter where they occur. And so a happy birthday to Voice Talented. I'm sure that Portuguese Princess Colleen will be servicing him and waiting on him hand and foot all day. And in fact, if Portuguese Princess Colleen is listening, that is an order from this global five-star. And I can already see her response. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All right, hard to believe we are 2 weeks away from Aaron Go Brow and Aaron Go Sip. St. Patty's Day maneuvers. St. Patrick's Day coming up. We will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day by our normal Irish whiskey tasting maneuvers and some Irish food delicacies as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Everybody on March 17th is Irish. One of my favorite times of the year because we can enjoy some great Irish food, some corned beef and cabbage and bangers and mash and some great Irish whiskeys and Irish beers. So we will be doing that 2 weeks from today on the Cigar Dave Show. If you are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, coming off our incredibly great selection in January, our January 2018 selection was the Alec Bradley Prensado Lost Art. Fabulous cigar. Talked about it last week with George Sosa, Vice President of Sales of Alec Bradley. Well, coming off on that, we've got another fantastic cigar. The February 2018 selection, which went out a little bit late because, again, the new Gurkha Master Selects, which were launched in Buffalo last August, didn't get released till October. Very, very popular, but they went out Monday and Tuesday of this week, so you should start receiving them by the time you hear this show and into early next week. The Gurkha Master Select, an original cigar from Gurkha, launched in 2001, one of Gurkha's core flagship brands. But what happened was, after many years of success, of popularity in the marketplace, Kaizad Hansodia, the owner of Gurkha, had a very tough decision to make. He pulled the brand from distribution because there are numerous factory production delays, and he was not happy with some of the consistency. It was a great blend, great cigar, so he pulled it off. Well, he was able to secure, he bought the rights for the original Master Select blend called OVB, Original Vintage Blend, from the family that originally made the Gurkha Master Select. Reblended it to the T, aged the cigars, and he has relaunched those. A fabulous cigar. We launched it at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the river in Buffalo last August and is now available for sale. Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Honduran binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan fillers. Just a nice medium-bodied smoothness, lush notes of nuts and spice. So if you are a member of the Officers Club, the Gurkha Master Select coming your way. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, you want to join right now, today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You get three cigars in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. We've got incredible selections for the rest of the year. Next week I'll make the announcement on the March selection. It is a fantastic boutique cigar. Very, very excited about it. Now, if you want to purchase cigars, for many, many years it was always 18. Some states had a 19-year-old age exemption. Or limitation. You had to be 19 to purchase a cigar. And I've always stated, if you are old enough to vote, if you are old enough to serve in the military and risk life and limb, if you're old enough for those items, I think you should be old enough to have a cocktail. And furthermore, I think that part of the problem today is that we don't introduce kids to alcohol at a young age. Now, all of a sudden, if a parent gives their child a sip of alcohol when they're 7, 8, 10 years old, oh, child abuse, lock them up. The reason we don't see the alcohol abuse issues in Europe is because alcohol is part of the dinner and dining social routine. Most Europeans always have a bottle of wine on the table. They give their kids a little sip. Kids don't abuse it. If a child is exposed to alcohol at a young age, chances are they will understand that it's enjoyed in moderation. They will not binge drink. They won't go crazy when all of a sudden they can say, hey, great, I'm legal, I can go get smashed. You don't see that. Will not happen. And for those of you like me that had parents that introduced them to alcohol at a young age, I'm sure you agree with everything in that statement. You don't abuse alcohol. I'm not a big drinker, but I believe in quality, not quantity. People say, General, you got this huge, just incredible bar in Command Center Alpha at your Pleasure Palace. You've got scotch, you've got bourbons, you've got wines. You must drink this every night. And the answer is, not really. I may have a couple a week. And a lot of times I'll just have maybe just a half a shot in a snifter of one type of whiskey, then maybe I'll have another, then I won't have anything for 3-4 days, then maybe I'm in the mood for a little wine or just a little sip of beer. It's all about quality, not quantity. But my point being is, 18 is the legal age, has been the legal age for many years now to vote. We heard people say, oh, we've got to lower it from 21 to 18. People can serve, they can vote. But all of a sudden now we are regressing. Because we're seeing numerous states and numerous municipalities raising the tobacco, legal tobacco purchasing age to 21. So people, citizens are smart enough at 18 to vote, but they're not smart enough to decide whether they want to enjoy a cigar at 18. Makes no sense. Good news. 4 states. Legislators that introduced bills in Mississippi, in Indiana, in North Dakota, and in Idaho. Bills that would raise the mandatory, the minimum purchase age of tobacco, including cigars, from 18 to 21 have all been killed. Mississippi House Bill 140 sought to prohibit the sale or distribution of tobacco products to persons under the age of 21. Failed to meet the January 3rd deadline to report bills out of committee. Didn't get a vote. Same thing in Idaho. Their bill, introduced beginning of February, referred to a Senate Affairs Committee. They decided to hold the bill in committee, effectively killing the legislation. Indiana House Bill 1380, more dramatic defeat. The bill passed the House Public Health Committee in a unanimous 9-0 vote in late January, 2 days before the committee deadline. But the following day, House Speaker Brian Bozma swiftly referred the bill to the Ways and Means Committee, killing its chances of reaching the House floor. Bravo to Indiana House Speaker Brian Bozma. And in North Dakota, another bill. After passing the Health and Human Services Committee on February 6, defeated on the House floor by a vote of 45 to 21 last week. Fabulous. Outstanding. Now, there's similar legislation in 14 states. We've got to keep an eye on it. We've got to be very vigilant. But I get a kick out of all these people that are jumping up and down saying, 18 is too old to vote. We should lower the age. And when I come back after the libation ceremony, I'll tell you about a Bloomberg columnist that says we ought to reduce the voting age to 16. Again, these are the same people saying, you're not smart enough to have a cigar until you're 21, but we're going to lower the voting age to 16. Not so fast, my friends.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
It's an exquisite day here at the Jensen Estate Patio overlooking the 13th Green.
And we're underway. Jim Jensen has chosen his favorite stick.
The Diamond Crown No. 4 by J.C. Newman.
See the way he holds the cigar, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent balance and heft.
Ooh, he's eyeing the silky Connecticut Shade Wrapper, fermented twice for the smoothest, richest flavor.
And hand-rolled by the Fuente family with a blend of 6 to 7 distinct Dominican and Caribbean Basin tobacco leaves.
Each lovingly aged for at least 5 years. Oh, now Jensen's lighting up the Diamond Crown.
He's got a precision burn, Tom.
Those highly complex flavors with hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, March 16th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on 1460 AM KCNR.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, there's no doubt this is my favorite time of the show. Why? I think it's fairly obvious. Because I get to enjoy a fantastic cigar, a fantastic libation. I get to take my time. We get to enjoy ourselves. This is the highlight of the week, and that's why I savor it. I'm never in a rush. to light my cigar, to finish my libation. Why rush? Why rush perfection? Why rush greatness? Why rush the pleasure that we derive from our cigars and from our libations, and as well as the fellowship that accompanies it? And today I've pulled out the February 2018 Officers Club selection. I talked about it earlier, the Gurkha Master Select. Now, Gurkha, I remember meeting Kaizad Hansodia of Gurkha, the owner and founder of Gurkha Cigar, way back, got to be 21 years ago, at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Orlando. He had a briefcase, that was it, a briefcase with some samples. And he's come a long way. And the cigars that Gurkha makes are fantastic. The packaging is incredible. I don't care if you are buying, I mean, and is the assortment, whether it's a Gurkha Royal Challenge, a nice, mild, pleasant cigar, or you're going to have the Gurkha Cellar Reserve 21, or you are going to have the Cellar Reserve Platinum, or the Gurkha Grand Reserve, or the Gurkha Assassin, you name it. His cigars are fabulous. Even going back to the days when he had the Gurkha Shaggy, which is a wonderful, unfinished cigar, reasonably priced. Everything that Gurkha makes, the packaging, the presentation, the class is fantastic. And there's no difference on the Gurkha Master Select. One of the original core brands going back to 2001. This cigar, the original blend, Kaizad purchased the blend, the OVB, the original vintage blend from the family that originally made the Gurkha Master Select. It was always a great cigar, but there were some production and manufacturing issues from the family that made this cigar, so Kaizad said, I'm pulling it off. If I can't get the 100% consistency, forget it. And a lot of consumers, many consumers, were very disappointed. But last summer, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, on the water in Buffalo, Kaizad launched the Gurkha Master Select. Bursts of medium-bodied smoothness, lush notes of nuts and spice. It's pleasant. Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Honduran binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan filler. It is indeed a beautiful cigar. Very pleasant morning, midday, evening, any time of day. Not overpowering. Very smooth, very balanced, very pleasant. Very nice cigar. The Gurkha Master Select, the Officers Club selection this month. I should say February, and they went out, because it is a shorter month, but they went out Monday and Tuesday. You should have them by now. But it is also the Litation selection for today's show.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Okay, well, this is strange. What on earth did I do with my litation device? I don't know what I just did with it. I've got a huge desk, and of course I've got stuff piled on it. Wait a minute. I got to see if I can find it. What did I do? Oh, there's my litation. Oops. I'm going to have to go. I've got it across the bar. Hang on 1 second, fellow alphas. I left it at the bar while I went to go pull my libation selection. Got a full bar here at Command Center Alpha. Hold on. I'm at the bar. I've got my litation device in hand. Ah, there you go. Now you can hear it. I got carried away because I had to go get my libation selection, and I took the litation device with me, and so therefore I left it there. But I also have cedar strip matches, so no problem. The cigar would have been lit one way or the other, but I got my special Cigar Dave R&D litation device in hand. We can continue.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. Let me just do this. All right. Now, my litation device comes from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, the guys with the white coats and the little pocket protectors. And, again, this is a new litation device. They're calling this the Concorde because the jet flame sounds and looks like the old Concorde airplanes. But we'll give it a shot. First time I've used this thing. It's kind of interesting. It's got twin flames that kind of look like the back of the engines of the Concorde. And amazing, when you think about that Concorde, the 1960s technology that was in there, it's just incredible. I mean, it had all these analog gauges and didn't have all the sophisticated electronics and flight avionics, but yet still quite the bird. Would love to see supersonic travel come back. All right, I'm going to toast the foot of this cigar, taking my time, the Skirka Master Select. Beautiful-looking Colorado brownish-colored wrapper. Very nice. Nice oily sheen. All right, let me puff and rotate. Great draw. Nice notes. A little spice, a little cinnamon. Oh, that's nice. I'll tell you, I remember the original Gurkha Master Select back late 90s, 2000, before it was pulled off in 2001. And this has the same flavor characteristic. It was always a pleasant cigar. Very, very nice. All right, blow on the foot of the cigar. Fabulous. Take a few puffs. Now, I need... I almost don't want to take this out of my mouth. Very nice. Great draw, nice aroma. Very pleasant. Wow. Feels good in the hand. Now, I need to pair this up because it's got some notes of sweetness. I want something that's going to pair up. And I've been on this rum kick lately. Really good rums. Not the so-so rums. I'm talking about the añejo-type rums that are aged in barrels. I've been on a rum kick. So, I'm going to pair it up with a special libation today.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
I am selecting a rum from Panama called Ron Abuelo. Años, 7 years. Reserva Superior. Product of Panama. Interesting history with Ron Abuelo rum. Founded in 1908, and the company Varela Hermanos Sociedad Anonima dates back to 1908 when Don Jose Varela Blanco, a young Spanish immigrant, established his first distillery and sugar mill in the town of Pesa, the San Isidro sugar mill, the first sugar mill in the recently formed Republic of Panama back in the early 1900s. And this is this area is a very fertile valley in the center of Panama. And the main activity of its population of about 10,000 people is the cultivation of sugarcane. This is a very nice rum. I was introduced to it by one of the liquor distributors that said, you got to try this. We're doing a sampling. Come over and try it. And I was blown away. Very, very nice. And the Año 7 years, they make the Año 7 years, the Ron Abuelo Año 12, and their Centuria. But this 7 years is very, very reasonably priced. I have to tell you, you're probably looking for the 750-milliliter bottle about $25. It's aged 7 years, 80 proof. Now, here's what's interesting. The ingredients, the rum is made from sugarcane honey, not molasses, which makes a huge difference in the taste for the better. It's distilled in a four-column still, then aged in used bourbon white oak casks. Minimum 7 years. And this is fantastic. I mean, let me just pour a little bit here. Let me open up this bottle, put it in my snifter here. All right. There we go. Oh, the aroma on this thing is incredible. And as I swirl this around, this has a beautiful golden, deep, honey-like color. Very silky on the glass. Wow, the aroma. Wow. Molasses. Almost a little slight maple, little cinnamon, little butterscotch. Wow, just incredible. Let me go ahead and say cheers. I'll take a sip of my Ron Abuelo Añejo 7 years. Wow, this is a spice bomb of a rum. I'd say this is on the mild to medium bodied. A little vanilla. Let me take another sip. Little hint of butterscotch, little hint of coconut. Definitely some sweetness. Nice, pleasant finish. Not a lot of warmth, but a very pleasant, satisfying finish. Not harsh on the way down. This is a fantastic rum. For $25, $28, you can't go wrong. And this Ron Abuelo Añejo 7 years is the perfect companion to my Gurkha Master Select. They pair absolutely perfectly. So if you remember the Officers Club and you get the Gurkha Master Select in the next few days, find a bottle of Ron Abuelo Año 7, buy it, pour it, and pair it up. And you tell me if my statement that they're a perfect pair is wrong. Not going to happen. Take another puff.
Absolutely spectacular. Now another sip.
D-freaking-lightful. Absolutely great. I've been on this rum kick for the last number of weeks. And I'm not talking about your basic Bacardi rum. I'm talking about really the Añejo aged barrel rums. You really get a satisfying taste because you get the wonderful taste off of the wood, but you get a little bit of the sweetness, obviously, from the sugarcane or the molasses. But very, very pleasant. And I would tell you, in fact, one of the things I don't think we've ever done, Sergeant Steve, I'm just thinking about this, I don't think we've ever done a rum tasting on the show. We have never done rum tasting maneuvers. So, we are going to add that to the list. Maybe we will do that. Let's see. We've got March's Irish Whiskey. We've got Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers, tequila tasting maneuvers in May. I'll tell you what. I think we're going to do that. I think we'll probably fit that in April or June.
We did rum last June.
Oh, did we do rum last June?
Dave, yeah, the June 24th last year.
You know, we've done so many tasting, I can't remember. But I want to do it again.
Well,
so we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again, and we're going to bring some new different rums. I don't know why it escaped me, because rum, to me, it gets overlooked because people think, you know, I'll put it in a pina colada or whatever. But when you get an Añejo rum that is aged in an old barrel, bourbon or whiskey barrel or port barrel or cognac barrel, sherry barrel, the taste.
Residents of a swanky retirement home are looking at financial ruin thanks to a crooked advisor, but see a way to exact revenge, recoup their losses, and stay out of jail, maybe. Join the fun as the Riverfront Playhouse presents Jack of Diamonds, a comedy by Marsha Cash and Douglas E. Hughes, directed by Leon and Kathy Compson. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Redding. Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, March 10th through 31st.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
For $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. The General has turned on the No Pleasure Police sign. You may now feel free to enjoy the good life.
Luck be a lady tonight.
The great chairman of the board, Francis Albert Sinatra. Frank, I love this song, Luck Be a Lady. Don't blow on another guy's dice. Ah, yes, the Rat Pack. Nobody like them. Can listen to those guys. Great lounge music, great cigar and libation relaxationary music. Frank, Dean, Sammy, different time. You know, those gents, they knew how to enjoy their lives. They played hard. They worked hard during the day. But they knew how to enjoy themselves. They were unapologetic for their lifestyle. And back in their heyday, let's face it, they were the kings. And they were in Vegas at such a different time, before the corporations ran Vegas, when it was more intimate, when it was more of a dressy place, when it was a more upscale place. I mean, they ran that town. And that's before Vegas became the, what I call Disneyland of the 21st century now, where everybody's looking for the, you know, the cheapo buffet and walking around in their shorts with their pasty white thighs. No. When Vegas people wore tuxes, they dressed up to go to the shows. When you had places like the Dunes and the Desert Inn and the Sands, the Golden Nugget, that was the time. I go to Vegas, it does not have that same character, that same ambiance. And it's sad that we have lost that now with all these corporations. When the mob ran Vegas, great place. They treated you great. All right, I talked earlier about numerous states wanting to raise the cigar purchasing age from 18 to 21. Now we hear that many states want to raise the age that you can purchase a weapon from 18 to 21. Now at 18, you can vote. Are the same people today saying we need to raise the age in which people can enjoy a cigar from 18 to 21 and purchase a weapon from 18 to 21. And now what we're seeing is after what we saw at the Parkland massacre, where all these high school students are becoming activists and towing the company line, the liberal company line. And by the way, a couple of these kids now are really bordering on the edge of being obnoxious with their statements, equating people who support the NRA with being murderers and terrorists. That's unacceptable. I'm sorry. That is a correlation that has no basis in fact in any way, shape, or form. But now we're seeing people saying, oh, these kids are just so dynamic. And what they are stating is so truthful. And their activism is such an inspiration that we need to lower the voting age from 18 to 16. So let me get this straight. We want to raise the age in which people can legally purchase a cigar from 18 to 21 and a weapon from 18 to 21 because they're not smart enough to own a firearm until they're 21. They're not smart enough to make their own decisions on being able to purchase a cigar, but they are smart enough at 16 to vote or even at 18 to vote. The hypocrisy has run amok. Latest example, Jonathan Bernstein writes in Bloomberg, headline, "Let Teenagers Vote." And he references another author who argued that Parkland students organizing against gun violence are a great demonstration of why 16 and 17-year-olds should be allowed to vote. Jonathan Bernstein says, "This is one of my longtime hobby horses, and so I certainly agree. Indeed, I'd go lower, setting the voting age at 13 or 14, although I'm open to arguments for making it a bit higher or lower. 16, however, to me is an easy call." Really? Again, 16, you're smart enough to vote, but yet you're not smart enough to decide whether you want to consume a cigar until you're 21, and you're not smart enough to decide if you want to consume an alcoholic beverage until you're 21, and now they want to raise the age to 21, in which you are technically deemed smart enough. You're not smart enough at 18 to purchase a firearm and protect yourself, but you are at 21. Do you see the hypocrisy here? Their arguments just absolutely just fall flatly on the merits. This guy goes on to say, "Voting is the training wheels of political participation, and yet we not only allow more sophisticated political action from high school students, everything from organizing marches to lobbying their legislators to electioneering, but we also generally encourage and praise it. The plain fact is that these sorts of activities, which no one has ever suggested banning as far as I know, are more difficult and more influential than single votes can ever be. So why should we prevent them from voting? Okay, then why should we prevent people from purchasing a cigar at 18 and consuming alcohol at 18 and buying a firearm at 18? Now this goes on, this clown says, "My best guess is that lowering the age to 16 wouldn't have much of an effect on election results. Right now, young people appear to be heavily Democratic, but over time, it shifted back and forth." I disagree. Young people today are not Democratic. They are socialists because they've been brought up in this everybody's a winner generation. Everybody gets whatever they want. Everything is handed to them on a silver platter. They think everything grows on trees, that their parents just give it to them. So therefore, why should they have to work for anything? We are seeing the entitlement generation. I'm on this planet. I deserve it. Why should I have to work for it? Telling a teenager he or she should get a high school or should get a job while they're in high school is tantamount to child abuse. I mean, that to them, you tell them, they'll have a meltdown, a nervous breakdown over the fact they may have to go out and get a job. This is nothing more than trying to increase the electorate for the Democrat Party. Let's lower the age to 16. We'll get more Democrats voting. Let's let illegals come in. Let them vote. Let's bring as many illegals and give them citizenship as possible, because the ideas from the Democrats, the socialists now, the Americans, the hardworking Americans, the taxpaying Americans, they ain't buying it. And again, if I'm old enough at 18 to serve my country with life and limb, then you're damn well right I am old enough to buy a cigar at 18, to have a libation at 18, and to buy a firearm to protect myself at 18. I am tired of the hypocrisy. I say, you want to raise the age that I can buy a cigar to 21 and a firearm? Great. 21 to vote. That is exactly what I have to say about that.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll from this weekend's nor'easter now stands at 9 after police in Andover, New Jersey say a 41-year-old man was killed when he came in contact with a live down power line around 6:45 Friday night. Meanwhile, Massachusetts authorities say a 37-year-old man was killed Friday afternoon when a tree fell on his pickup truck. The storm wreaked havoc in a large portion of the Northeast. Here's Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
In addition to the coastal flooding, we expect and anticipate additional shutdowns on roads. We have many damaged homes and businesses. There are also many downed trees and power lines, especially in the South Shore.
Thousands of flights were either canceled or delayed because of the weather outright or because of connections or crew availability. President Xi Jinping poised to make a historic power grab as China's legislators gather Monday and prepare to approve changes that would let him rule indefinitely and undo decades of efforts to prevent a return to crushing dictatorship. This year's ceremonial gathering of National People's Congress delegates has been overshadowed by Xi's surprise move, which was announced just a week ago, to end constitutional term limits on the presidency. The move could have widespread impact. A man along the north fence of the White House today took out a gun, shot, and killed himself.
The Secret Service says in a Twitter post that there are no other reported injuries related to the incident. Meanwhile, the District of Columbia Police says its Homicide Natural Death Unit is responding. The White House says it's aware of the situation and the president has been briefed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President and First Lady were not in residence at the time. They were in Florida. They did return from later in the day for Mr. Trump's appearance at the annual Gridiron Dinner. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Windsor Castle opening up the gates for commoners when Prince Harry marries Meghan Markle.
Kensington Palace says the couple will open up the castle grounds to 2,640 people from all walks of life to help them celebrate their big day. The guests will be able to watch the bride and groom arrive and be in a prime location to see their carriage procession after the May 19 ceremony. The number, however, does not include those invited into the castle's St. George's Chapel, which seats just 800. Around 1,000 of those invited into the grounds will be members of the general public, while 200 will represent charities and other organizations supported by the couple. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A North Korean envoy making a rare visit to South Korea said Sunday that his country was willing to open talks with the United States a rare step toward diplomacy between enemies after a year of North Korean missile and nuclear tests. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The first lawsuits, wrongful death lawsuits, been filed as the parents of a British tourist who was killed in the Grand Canyon helicopter crash filed the papers on Friday.
The complaint filed in Clark County District Court in Nevada accused helicopter owner Papillon Airways and manufacturer Airbus of negligence in failing to equip the helicopter with a crash-resistant fuel system. Jonathan Udall of Southampton was burned on more than 95% of his body in the crash and died February 22nd. At a Las Vegas trauma center 10 days after the helicopter crash at the bottom of the canyon. Patrick Frost reporting.
The school children have had their say. A pair of futuristic digital characters will be the mascots for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics and Paralympics. Organizers unveiled the winning designs at a school in Tokyo Wednesday. Over 200,000 classes at 18,000 schools took part in selecting three shortlisted designs, with their classes casting a single vote. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Residents of a swanky retirement home are looking at financial ruin thanks to a crooked advisor, but see a way to exact revenge, recoup their losses, and stay out of jail, maybe. Join the fun as the Riverfront Playhouse presents Jack of Diamonds, a comedy by Marsha Cash and Douglas E. Hughes, directed by Leon and Kathy Compton. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Redding. Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, March 10th through 31st.
Shasta County's Mental Health Alcohol and Drug Advisory Board needs your help to shape mental wellness in the North State. Come to the board's special goal-setting meeting to learn more about available services and give your input on mental health matters affecting our area. The meeting will be Wednesday, March 7th, starting at 5:15 p.m. in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors Chambers at 1450 Court Street. Join us. Make your voice heard.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions.
The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007.
Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
My Gurkha Master Select giving me immense amounts of cigar pleasure. My Ron Abuelo, Añejo 7-year-aged rum. Fantastic. Incredible taste, incredible flavor, perfect combination. Wherever you may be, whether it is inside due to the snow and cold from the big nor'easter, took place a couple of days ago, yesterday, the day before, or you're in the warm tropical south, or anywhere across this nation or across this globe, I hope you have your favorite cigar at hand, your favorite libation poured, and your favorite delicacy along with your harem. Whether it's a harem of one, a harem of 10, a harem of 32. But I hope that you are deriving immense alpha male pleasure, because that's exactly what we espouse here on the Cigar Dave Show. As always, I welcome you back. Don't forget, follow me on social media, Twitter, at Cigar Dave Show. Facebook, Cigar Dave. Instagram, Cigar Dave. Just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner, all the links to our social media. And don't forget, if you have not downloaded the Cigar Dave mobile app for iPhone and iPad and Android, as well as Amazon Kindle, go to the respective stores, download it. You can listen to the show live, noon to 2 Eastern time. You can also listen to a continuous loop after the show ends, and we also have the show on demand, and that is presented by Diamond Crown. All right, we've got some cigar items I would like to get to. I talked about in the first hour the fact that St. Patrick's Day is around the corner, that we will be conducting Erin Go Sip and Erin Go Brow St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey and cocktail and food tasting maneuvers in 2 weeks. Hard to believe. March 17th, just around the corner. Well, there's a couple of cigars that have everything to do with St. Patrick's Day that are being released. Now, last week, we talked about the Alec Bradley limited edition green Candela cigar that they release. And this year, it is the Alec Bradley Filthy Hooligan. It returns. It is the black market. But this year, it is going to be a barber pole cigar, a limited edition Candela cigar in honor of St. Patrick's Day. They brought back the Filthy Hooligan in its popular barber pole format. It uses a Honduran Candela leaf intertwined with Nicaraguan wrapper from Jalapa. And the cigars have already shipped. A unique combination of the wrapper tobaccos uses an Ecuadorian Sumatra binder filler from Honduras and Panama. And the rum that I'm enjoying, Ron Abuelo, Añejo 7, is from Panama. Panama's always grown very good filler tobaccos, including some wrapper tobaccos, but just very difficult to get. But only one size in the Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan, a Toro, my favorite size, 6 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge. Suggested retail is $8.75. A very, very nice cigar, and they come in 22 count green and black striped boxes. Only 2,000 boxes have been produced. Cigars are made at the Plasencia Tobaccos de Orient factory in Honduras. When they are gone, they are gone. And it's a unique taste. There's no doubt about it. Candela, that green wrapper, was very popular in the 70s. Lost its popularity into the 80s, certainly into the 90s, because it doesn't give you a lot of flavor. And the green, the wrapper stays green because the chlorophyll in the tobacco wrapper, they maintain it. They keep the chlorophyll in there to maintain the color, whereas with other wrappers, in the heating process, the chlorophyll is basically burned off, and what happens is it changes the color from a green wrapper to a brown or a dark brown wrapper. Now, Alec Bradley, not the only cigar manufacturer getting in on the Candela St. Patrick's Day cigar end of things. Camacho is reintroducing their Candela. It's coming back again just in time for St. Patrick's Day, a shamrock-hued cigar. The cigar made its original debut in 2007, but it's been off the shelves for a number of years. But the new Camacho Candela has been shipped, a very unique special release. It is a Honduran puro, meaning Honduran wrapper, Honduran binder, Honduran filler. It is a Honduran puro wrapped in a criollo leaf that's flash cured over a charcoal fire. So again, that extreme heat seals the chlorophyll inside the leaf, giving the cigar wrapper, the tobacco, its green color. Underneath it is a Corojo binder and filler. Comes in one size, a Robusto, 5 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge. It is a medium to full-bodied cigar. Suggested retail, $8. So you have some choices. You've got the Camacho Candela. Comes in a Robusto, $8. You've got the Alec Bradley Black Market Filthy Hooligan, which comes in a unique barber pole wrapped cigar with a part of the wrapper being a Candela wrapper from Honduras. Suggested retail, $8.75 in a Toro. There's also some other cigars. Macanudo comes in a Jade, a Candela, tough to find, as does the Arturo Fuente Florafina 858, which comes in a Candela, also tough to find. Now, also from Altadis, or another cigar, not anything to do with St. Patrick's Day, but Altadis is releasing their first ever Romeo y Julieta with a Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Love, love, love the San Andreas wrapper. The Torrent family grows it. It is out of this world. For many years, if you would tell people the cigar features a Mexican San Andreas leaf or some Mexican tobaccos, people would say, oh, Mexico, harsh, terrible, forget it, don't want it, bad cigar. Not true. It is amazing the misconception that a specific country or a specific type of cigar tobacco can earn unjustly. And the San Andreas Moron wrapper, Maduro wrapper, was in that category. Now one of the most popular, sought-after wrappers because of the taste, because of the color, because of the complexion. But the newest Romeo y Julieta is called the Romeo San Andreas by Romeo y Julieta, made in Nicaragua by A.J. Fernandez. Rafael Nodal, longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show, now the head of Altadis, head of product capability, created the cigar with A.J. Fernandez. First time a Romeo y Julieta has ever come in a Mexican wrapper. And the cigar will come in four sizes, a Robusto 5x50, So 5 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge or a 50/64 in diameter of a of the cigar. A Toro 6x54, a Pyramid 6 1/8x52, and a short Magnum 5 1/2x60. Suggested retail between $9 and $10. And after experimenting with numerous tobaccos, Rafael Nodal, AJ Fernandez decided on a blend that consists of the Mexican San Andrean Moron wrapper, Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers, and a Nicaraguan binder. So very unique, and that is another line extension. We've got the Romeo 505 made by Plasencia, the Romeo by Romeo y Julieta Aging Room made by Tabacalera Palma. So a number of line extensions, and the Romeo San Andreas, I am sure, with that tobacco will be absolutely off the chart. So some cigar news and info for you. Now, when we return, I'm going to tell you about the craziness of political correctness, how it has spread to childhood playgrounds. It is absolutely absurd. Have some other items in the world of cigars as well as spirits, some interesting cigars, a box of cigars that was auctioned off for a ridiculously high amount of high bid amounts, and Macallan unveiling a very, very unique, expensive bottle of scotch. We'll also tell you about what women are doing. We talked about women, a woman that's marrying a chandelier. We've got an add-on to that story as well as we continue the alpha male good life maneuvers front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Like a wolf feasting on a sheep's carcass, the General viciously shreds the enemies of pleasure and licks his blood-soaked chops with the taste of victory.
Well, political correctness has gone absolutely crazy. And as you know, here on the Cigar Dave Show, we do not espouse political correctness. We are proudly politically incorrect. And it is amazing the parallels people are now making. Everything now is offensive to everybody. You say good morning to someone, and chances are you could offend someone. Why? Well, maybe they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe they find sunny days to be unhappy for them. So consequently, if you say good morning, oh, I'm offended. Everybody today is easily offended. And certainly the millennials get easily offended because, after all, they're perfect. They're award-winning in everything. They get a trophy for everything. They're perfect. So if you criticize them or if you say something that offends them, look out. Well, the latest example of absurdity comes to us from Texas. And this is just a class, a place called Corsicana, Texas. A statue of a gorilla, a prime attraction for kids at the community playground in Corsicana, Texas, was removed by the city. The reason was some community members found the gorilla offensive, racially insensitive in some form, and requested its removal from the park. Now, I'm looking at a picture of this thing, and it's basically a picture. It's like a gorilla, a giant, like, gorilla statue in a cage, and kids can climb on the stage, and everybody has fun with it. And it's in the, I mean, it's just kind of a cool little thing. But all of a sudden, somebody is offended. Now, are they offended because gorillas are actually part of the species on this planet? I mean, are they next going to be offended by horses, by zebras, by pigs, by cows, by snakes, by dogs, by cats, by rodents? I mean, you can go on and on and on. How on earth is a gorilla offensive? This is what it shows you the ridiculousness of this. Are we going to now remove gorillas from every single zoo because somebody says, oh, I find that offensive? Now, you can use a derogatory term for people umpteen different categories. But the absurdity of removing a gorilla statue in a cage that kids play upon is just so ludicrous that it's almost beyond believable. The Corsicana mayor, Don Denbo, said about the insensitivity, the racial insensitivity that some members found to be offensive. Quote, we can understand this because we have an obligation to listen to all our citizens to determine what is offensive and not, especially in public places. Great, I find politicians, spineless politicians, to be offensive. Let's remove them from all public places. You know what? I'm looking at this playground. And as I look at this playground, I see a slide that kids go down. I find that to be offensive. Let's remove that. Can we get a mayor, can we get a politician that says, okay, you may be offended, but that's ridiculous. There's no racial component to this. We're not taking it away. Now, the mayor said he saw an uptick in complaints about the playground primate during the last few weeks. He said there were more and more phone calls and personal discussions, and he, the city manager and a city council member, decided it needed to come down. How about asking the public what they think? Now, if you want to use the term gorilla as a derogatory term to somebody that is black, why don't you ask them and say, wait a minute, just by having this, are you offended? Now, are we going to now all of a sudden, because that can be used as a racially insensitive term or an offensive term, we're going to take it out of the zoos? How about eliminate it from any books that talk about any primates or any type of animals that are in the world? That is absurd. Just nonsense. Never bothered anyone. The kids enjoyed it. I'll guarantee you, kids of all ethnic backgrounds, whether they're white, black, Asian, European, South American, Mexican, whatever. Just ridiculous. And actually, when they got rid of the cage, is still there, but they got rid of the gorilla, people now are putting balloons and mementos almost as if the ape passed away. Like you would see, like on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where people put flowers and other things. There are balloons, there are other sorts of things. Now, the mayor said he's open to the gorilla returning in some form due to the backlash from people who don't support their decision to oust it. And most people are totally in opposition. And they said, look, if you want to talk about removing it, have a hearing. Let's talk about it. Let's see what people have to say. But it shouldn't have been done unilaterally. And there's even a Facebook page. Now, the gorilla had a name called Dobby. There's a Facebook page called In Memory of Dobby, started in memoriam of the gorilla. And fans are sharing their memories and posting their pics. The absurdity that we are seeing today in this country is just overwhelming. Everybody is offended. You tell somebody, a woman, you say, boy, I love those shoes. You look great. Oh, I'm offended. Hashtag me too. I've been sexually offended. I've been sexually harassed. Good morning. Oh, I'm offended because it's a bad morning for me. I'm not happy. I didn't have my coffee yet. People today, this, not alphas, but I'm talking about the betas, the millennials. People today in this country are soft. They are wussies. Total, absolute beta pansy asses. God forbid they get some sort of constructive criticism, and the next thing you know, they're going to report you to human resources because why? Oh, they offended me. I felt uncomfortable. I felt intimidated. I felt that I was microaggressed upon. And that leads into that other nonsense, that microaggression, that if you talk to somebody the wrong way or if you say something, oh, I'm microaggressed. People in this country, not us alphas, but the majority of Americans today are pansy-ass wussies. They're soft. Why? Simple. It goes back 30, 40 years. The feminists want to beta, make everybody beta. Everybody's got to be included. If you pick somebody last for a sports team, oh, they're offended. Nope, nope, nope. Everybody's got to be selected. We can't have that. Nobody gets trophies. We all win for participating. Sorry. Life is not about participating. Life is about winning. Some people will win. Some people will lose. But I've always believed that by losing, it will motivate you to work harder or work smarter and ultimately come back and be victorious. And there is no question that on the road to anyone's success, they will stop at defeat multiple times. That is guaranteed. The people that keep moving past those stops of defeat are the ones that ultimately achieve victory. The ones that are soft, that are coddled, that are wussies, defeat overwhelms them and they will never achieve success. And I've always stated that when parents today, they want to put their kids in leagues where everybody gets participation trophies, where they don't keep score, where they're told that their kids are all perfect and they're wonderful, they're entitled, they're not doing their kids any favors because they're going to grow up into feeble, incompetent adults that are easily offended, that are not hireable, that have no work ethic. Sorry, but I'm not interested in being around those people. I have zero interest in any way, shape, or form about surrounding myself with that kind of loss mentality. There is somebody sent me a very funny video clip about a millennial going on a job interview. And I'm going to try to find it and see if we can post it. But it was really fascinating to me because the employer was asking about, do you have this skill and that skill? And meanwhile, of course, the millennial in the job interview is on her phone all the time and is Instagramming and texting. And really, that is a microcosm of what we see today. People can't communicate. You and I as alphas, we like to communicate via the written word or via the spoken word. Yes, we communicate via text and via email, but we're having a cigar. We enjoy in the fellowship, the camaraderie, and the conversation. That is part of the cigar alpha experience. Same thing if you are with your dame or your harem. You enjoy the conversation. And when I see people today that literally are in the office next to each other, and one person, instead of getting up and saying, hey, Jane, what's the story with this? How many of those things do we need to order? Or what time is our lunch? What time is our meeting? Nope, they'll text it or they will email it. Because God forbid they get up out of their chair and go and communicate with someone. Part of the Cigar Dave experience, the alpha male experience, and especially for you dames that love alphas, is the communication. Alphas are great communicators. We communicate verbally. That is a dying art. But not here amongst us fellow alphas.
miss any of the General Show, you can catch up anytime with the Cigar Dave mobile app, presented by Diamond Crown. Listen to the most recent show simply by opening the app with our continuous replay, or you can download a podcast of a past show. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store to get it.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand. Also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now. If you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with a Cigar Dave.
Jastina Ranch, the planned community, brought to you by Palomar Builders in East Reading. Jastina Ranch is right off of Airport Road at the Shasta View entrance. It features a regional park with walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. With Phase 2 special offerings right now, including a beautiful corner lot with framing completed. With 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, 1,850 square feet now offered at just $358.8. And over here, Lot 6, absolutely beautiful, including rear yard landscaping. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3-car garage at 2,408 square feet now offered at $468.8. And it's move-in ready. See more at ShastinaRanchReading.com. Come experience Shastina Ranch for yourself and find your new home. Contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
With
adds some steel like a conquistador. It's the General Cigar Dave.
I'll tell you, I love listening to this musical selection. Just relaxing. In fact, we're going to pump that up while I take a puff of my Gurkha Master Select and a sip of my Ron Abuelo. I could have my headphones in on a beach, and this would just be perfect. Crank that up, Sergeant Steve. All I need is the harem and scantily clad bikinis, the scent of the ocean with my cigar, on the beach. Life is good. Fantastic. All right, classic. We talked about last week a woman that described, I can't, Sergeant Steve, what did she describe herself as? Some sort of unilateral sexual or some sort of cockamamie term to describe her sexual preference, which was chandeliers, which is a little odd in and of itself. I mean, literally married to a chandelier, sleeps with a chandelier, little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Here's another one. This comes from Mexico. Women in Mexico are literally going out on a limb to help save the forest. A group of female activists in Oaxaca, Mexico, are marrying trees to help save them. And there are pictures on this story from the New York Post of women that are in a wedding dress with flowers, hugging trees and kissing trees. Do women not want the warmth, the pleasure of an alpha? Apparently not. They'd rather have a tree or a chandelier. Very odd. Apparently these women are taking a stand against the practice of deforestation and hoping that mass marriage will get people more involved with saving the woodlands. She said, one woman said, marrying a tree is a way of protesting, to say that we need to stop exterminating Mother Earth every day, every minute, every second. What I say is, marrying a tree is a way of showing your desperation and how cuckoo you are. And again, there's a picture of this woman in a white gown and veil, the whole shebang, kissing a tree. Good. I hope that gives you tremendous pleasure. And then when you're done, go get Bob, boyfriend on batteries, because that's about the only way you're going to get pleasure. You're not going to get it from a tree. 20-some-odd years ago, I think about 20 years ago, when the Tampa Bay Rays first took to the field, at the time they were called the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the J.C. Newman Cigar Company, Bobby and Eric Newman, always, their family and their company always had a long identification with baseball. When the J.C. Newman Cigar Company was based in Cleveland, when Julius Caesar Newman founded the company, and they were in Cleveland until the mid-50s, mid-late 50s, they were always involved with the Cleveland Indians. In fact, Student Prince was their big brand at the time, and every Cleveland Indians player, I think the most valuable player of the game, would get a box of Student Prince, and there were ads at the stadium in Cleveland, always a very big involvement. And so when the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the time took to the field, the Newmans and J.C. Newman and Stanford Newman, Bobby and Eric Newman, wanted to get involved with the team. And I remember the owner at the time, Vince Namoli, called me and said, you know, we're thinking about, Tampa's the cigar city, and Vince loves cigars. He said, we're thinking about doing a cigar bar. What do you think? I said, it would be a great idea. And I said, look, you should talk to the Newmans. And sure enough, Vince talked to Bobby, Eric, and Stanford Newman. And the next thing you know, the Cuesta Rey cigar bar became a big-time presence and hit in center field, behind the field of play in Tropicana Field for 20 years. But this year, for the first time in 20 years, the Cuesta Rey Cigar Bar will not be there because the Tampa Bay Rays, as they are known now, has decided that they would rather use that space for some sort of game area so kids can play video games, other things. That's great. Your baseball game isn't entertaining enough, so what do you need to do? You got to put games so fans can basically still attend. You see the picture that's wrong with that? And that's why I say baseball has so many issues. Baseball, number one, needs to enact a pitch clock, a 22-second pitch clock. If you don't have that pitch off in 22 seconds, bam, runner takes the base. They should also automate balls and strikes. We watch when we see at home, we see the little Fox box or ESPN has the box. They've got it down to a science. When we have the technology to speed up the game and also get the calls right, have a home plate umpire there for one reason only. For any sort, maybe calling a balk or, for example, if there is a play at home plate. I find myself, I can't watch more than three, 4 innings. When I see the pitcher scratching his nads every 3 minutes and a manager's coming in and overmanaging a game and eight batters come up and you got 13 pitchers. Oh, the guy's a righty pitcher that, right-handed batter that bats, that basically tends to, hit grounded balls. Great. We'll bring this pitcher in. Oh, we got a lefty that tends to do fly balls. We're going to bring this guy. It's overmanaged. Sabermetrics have killed the game to a great degree. I have no problem with it on analyzing players, but geez, during the game, it kills the flow of the game. So the Tampa Bay Rays decided this year, the Questoray Cigar Bar, no more. Now here's what's interesting. They didn't even call it the Questoray Cigar Bar. Going back about 4 years ago, an entity entitled Smoke Free Florida came along and decided that they were with the tobacco settlement money. They went into all the different teams. They went into the hockey teams, the baseball, the football teams, and they bought signage and advertisements on their televised games and on the radio broadcasts. They spent $750,000 with the Tampa Bay Rays. And what did the Tampa Bay Rays do? They decided to roll over, understanding the important history of cigars in Tampa, where they play. Well, they play in St. Petersburg, but in the Tampa Bay area. The Tampa Bay Rays decided, under a little bit of pressure from the smoke-free Florida, tobacco-free Florida, that they would change the name of the Questoray Cigar Bar to the Questoray Bar or the Questoray Lounge. They didn't even list it as a cigar bar in the program and in the stadium directory. It was the Questoray Bar or the Questoray Lounge. I can't remember which one they used. And basically, they made the J.C. Newman Cigar Company and Questoray persona non grata. They rolled over. And another thing that the Tampa Bay Rays did is when they went to one of their retro uniforms to pay homage to the tremendous history of baseball in the Tampa Bay area, one of the teams at the time was known as the Tampa Bay Smokers. Very well-known minor league team. And the Smokers had a logo. They had the script Smokers, and then almost at the end, it looked like a long bit of tobacco smoke, cigar smoke, and in it, there was a cigar. So underneath, it was, and we'll put up on social media and CigarDave.com, we will show you a picture of what the original Tampa Bay Smokers logo was and how the Tampa Bay Rays succumbed to basically politically correct pressure and neutered and historically altered the jersey. Now, I was on a number of TV stations. They asked me for my comment because I made a big deal on the show, and the news stations in town got wind of it, did some interviews, and I said, they are altering history. The name of the team was the Tampa Bay Smokers. It paid tribute to the cigar industry or the Tampa Smokers paid homage to the cigar industry in Tampa. It had a cigar in there, and what they did is they eliminated the cigar. That's like taking Winston Churchill, a picture of him, and what their museum in London did, and they photoshopped the cigar out of his mouth for political correctness. That is altering history. And I made a big deal on it. Of course, the Rays said, oh, well, we just wanted to clean up the uniform, and they came up with some BS cockamamie excuse. The J.C. Newman Cigar Company now, essentially for the first time in 20 years, will not have a presence at Tropicana Field. And that is a shame. But the Tampa Bay Rays are proposing building a baseball stadium in Ybor City, the heart of the historical cigar-making area of Tampa. Ybor City is where the factories are. The J.C. Newman Cigar Company, based in Ybor City, their factory has been there for years and years, one of the symbols of Ybor City, the red brick traditional cigar factories. Tampa is known for its cigar history. Every mayor, every politician does not run away from cigars. They embrace it here. Our current mayor, Bob Buckhorn, I don't agree with him on everything, but Bob loves cigars. I've known him for a long time. Used to come into Edwards Pipe and Tobacco, enjoy a cigar, still loves cigars, very, very pro-cigar, understands the history, as do other politicians and the governor and state legislators. They understand the history of cigars. Apparently, the Tampa Bay Rays are the only people in town that really don't understand the history of cigars and Tampa. Well, Eric Newman, in a newspaper article this week, wants to have a similar type of lounge at the new Tampa Bay Rays Stadium. Now, that is if they build a stadium. because the Rays only want to contribute, I think, $150 million, and it's probably going to cost $700, $800 million to build a stadium. And frankly, with the garbage team, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the bunch of incompetent boobs that are running the baseball operation for owner Stu Sternberg, frankly, I wouldn't give you 2 cents to go watch a Tampa Bay Rays game. And, in fact, I'd encourage every single person listening to me, don't go and pay your money and watch the garbage they're going to put on the field. They've gutted the team. The owner doesn't want to spend the money. And I understand that it's in a garbage stadium. That I understand. But the fact of the matter is that if you are going to be an owner in the league, then you better pony up. And if you're not going to play in the big leagues, and even Dick Vitale, Dickie V, who has season tickets, said the same thing. He's like, if you're not going to pony up and play in the, with the big boys, then get the hell out. Sell the team. So I encourage Stu Sternberg to sell the team, and I encourage every person listening to this show, don't support the team. Don't buy a ticket. Watch the games. Go ahead and watch the games because it doesn't cost you anything. Don't go out and buy tickets. Don't go out and support this. I haven't gone out to a game probably in a couple of years. Part of the reason is because of how they treated the J.C. Newman Cigar Company, and they have basically flipped the bird to the history and heritage of cigars in Tampa. They have basically whitewashed it. So you know what? Now they're $750,000 from Tobacco View, Florida, and I think is now about $75,000 or $50,000. So they rolled over like a bunch of pansy asses, and now basically, and by the way, the Tampa Bay Lightning got the same type of money, or they got the same advertising from Tobacco Free Florida. They still kept the Diamond Crown Cigar Lounge. They still give a box of cigars to the, I think, the number one star of the game at the end. Give that man a cigar, Diamond Crown Cigar. They put it on the Jumbotron and everything. They don't hide from it. They don't run from it. But you have to remember that the executives of the Tampa Bay Rays are spineless, nadless, ballless, wussified betas, starting with Matt Silverman. He's a wussified beta. Stu Sternberg, he's a wussified beta. Their baseball operation is garbage. The product on the field the last 5 years has barely been 500. That's garbage. They got a manager that's a zero, who basically they overmanaged with his nonsensical sabermetrics. They basically wanted a puppet where they can call down and say, okay, Kevin Cash manager, yep, I want you to put this pitcher in and have him bunt or have him walk or have him do this. They wanted a puppet. That's what they got. They got a below sub 500 manager and they got a sub 500 team. Well, Eric Newman, I would be ticked. If I was Eric and Bobby Newman, I'd say, screw the Rays. Screw them. But they're playing this perfectly.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all your favorite firearms. Brands like Glock, Winchester, Remington, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and much, much more. So remember, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
A year for first base tickets. They pay to run the cigar bar. They pay a good amount of money, almost equal to what Tobacco Free Florida pays now, and yet they're treated like not second-class citizens or third-class citizens. They're treated like 20th-class citizens. So great play by Eric Newman to say, hey, you build a stadium in Ybor, it's a natural for us. Make the Rays look bad. They look bad already. And I'm telling you, they don't have my support. I hope the Tampa Bay Rays, I've never said this before, I hope they lose every damn game. I'd love to see them go 0-162 and get a new owner in here. Because Stu Sturber, he came in with good intentions. They did have a good team. But their farm system the last 5-6 years has been marginal. Their free agent signings have been terrible. All their good players, they trade away. Why on earth would I want to spend money to watch that crap, that garbage, that sack of garbage baseball team? And the way they treated the Newmans and Questa Ray and J.C. Newman, screw the Tampa Bay Rays. They don't have my support. And anybody listening, watch the games at home, listen on radio, but don't in any way, shape, or form spend a nickel. I'm not buying a cap. I'm not buying any memorabilia. I'm not going to a game. Forget it. Why do I want to go to a game in a dump stadium that makes, probably, what's the old Cleveland Municipal Stadium look like the Taj Mahal compared to Tropicana Field? So Eric Newman played it very well. The Tampa Bay Rays look ridiculous. They look incredibly stupid and small, and their team stinks as well. Final, and by the way, am I clear on not supporting the Rays? And by the way, Stu, you want to come on this show? Or Matt, you want to come on this show? And you want to prove me wrong? You want to defend it? Go ahead. I'll invite you anytime, any place, way, shape, or form. You can come on and talk about your strategy. But all I know is you've had a sub-500 team, haven't made the playoffs in, 5 years now? There's a reason Joe Maddon left. He saw the handwriting on the wall. Bad ownership, bad team, bad guys. Final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
It's an exquisite day here at the Jensen Estate Patio overlooking the 13th Green.
And we're underway. Jim Jensen has chosen his favorite stick.
The Diamond Crown No. 4 by J.C. Newman.
See the way he holds the cigar, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent balance and heft.
Ooh, he's eyeing the silky Connecticut Shade Wrapper, fermented twice for the smoothest, richest flavor.
And hand-rolled by the Fuente family with a blend of 6 to 7 distinct Dominican and Caribbean Basin tobacco leaves.
Each lovingly aged for at least 5 years. Oh, now Jensen's lighting up the Diamond Crown.
He's got a precision burn, Tom.
Those highly complex flavors with hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman Cigar Co. or visit DiamondCrown.com.
Now, a conversation with Rocky Patel about the vintages.
The vintages. I sought out to find some of the oldest, rarest wrappers in the world. The 1990, 92, and 99 vintages are very special. You got three different wrappers on three great cigars. The 90 is a 12-year-old broadleaf wrapper, the 92 is a 10-year-old Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, and the 1999 is a gorgeous golden 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper. Three beautiful mild to medium body cigars, tons of flavor, yet elegant and well-balanced. Great fermentation on tobacco. You're going to love it. The beauty about the vintages is that they draw great, they burn perfectly, and you can smoke them down to the last inch. You can't go wrong with any vintage. Every cigar, from the beginner to the aficionado, great masterpieces for your humidor. I hope you love it. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you nobody works harder to make a better cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
the general resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. The winner of the first Nobel Pleasure Prize for Outstanding Achievement in Advancing the Alpha Male Good Life is your general, Cigar Dave.
I'll tell you what, if I don't push this bottle of Ron Abuelo Añejo 7-year rum away from me, I'm going to drink this whole bottle. It is that incredibly tasty and delicious. Perfect accompaniment to my Gurkha Master Select. By the way, if you are a member, an esteemed, distinguished member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the February 2018 selection went out Monday and Tuesday. You should have your Gurkha Master Select in hand probably today or early part of next week. Beautiful cigar, one of the original Gurkha core brands going back to the late 90s. Kaizad Hensoldia got the blend back from the original family that blended and manufactured the cigar. Released last August at our Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Honduran binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan filler, very smooth, medium-bodied, lush notes of notes and spice, perfect accompaniment to my Ron Abuelo Añejo 7. By the way, if you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com. Check out some of the selections. You get 3 cigars every month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Join now. Tonight, very special night. At the GOP, the Gary O'Brien's Pub, in a classified location in the Western New York Theater of Operations, as Lieutenant Gary and Mrs. Harem of One Gina are holding their annual poker night fundraising event for Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo. Cigars, spirits, food, poker, a wonderful evening, and many of the crew, I think Captain Paul, Colonel Ange, XO Tim, Puff Muffin Lori, the entire crew is going to be there, so my greetings to them for another successful event, and that is a big money raiser every year. And again, cigar connoisseurs, alphas doing their part without being asked, again, with great cigars and great libations. So a wonderful night at the GOP. I cannot tell you the location. Tickets are already sold out. Very classified, but always a fantastic event. So to Lieutenant Gary, Mrs. Hammer, one Gina, I hope you have a fantastic event this evening. Caught this last week. A box of Cuban cigars was auctioned off from Fidel Castro's personal collection. I wouldn't pay a 2 cents. I wouldn't pay a cent for that. In fact, have zero interest in anything from that Tommy Pinko bastard Fidel Castro. Well, the box of Trinidad Fundadores, the cigar box, which was signed in a blue felt-tip pen by the Tommy Pinko bastard Fidel Castro, accompanied by a photograph of Castro signing it for a philanthropist in 2002, was auctioned off by Boston-based RR Auction on Thursday, or a couple of weeks ago on a Thursday, and the winning bid, $26,950 for 24 cigars. The Trinidad Fundadores, exclusively produced for Castro beginning in 1980 and until 1998, The only boxes allowed to leave the island were gifts to foreign dignitaries. That's about $1,122 a cigar. No thanks. Wouldn't pay anything for anything from Fidel Castro. All right, Lieutenant Cigar Dave, the General, same air, humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Well, the bad weather may be gone, but coastal areas from Maryland to Maine still under flood warnings. The aftermath of all that weather this weekend are downed trees and knocked out power lines and a lot of flooded roads.
The Duxbury, Massachusetts Fire Department got more than 100 emergency calls during the height of the nor'easter. They usually get 8 to 12 a